We all inherit more than genetic material from our parents. One documentary at this year's Atlanta Film Festival is proof of that. Concerto tells the story of two brothers bound by three things: love, music, and a painful past. Chris Rex is principal cellist with Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. His brother Charles plays violin with the New York Philharmonic. Here they are on stage together. Their father was a disturbed but brilliant composer. Despite the pain experienced by Chris and Charles, the brothers carry their dad's musical torch.
There was a time when I did talk to my father after he was dead in my dreams. There was the confrontation, the fights. As I got older, the dreams started to change. I wasn't having to defend myself against my father all the time.
Chris's voice has changed a lot since the documentary was filmed. Recent health issues have had an effect on his speaking voice, but he still joined me and concerto filmmaker Christina Cassidy in studio this week. I began the conversation with a question to Christina about why she wanted to tell the story of Chris and Charles Rex.
I grew up with the Rex brothers in Orlando, Winter Park, Florida, and I knew they were extraordinary musicians. Later in life, I became a documentary filmmaker, and I was still friends with them at that point. And I chased Charles around for a long time, trying to get them to let me do a short documentary film on them. And they agreed finally. And then I went to do the first interview with them, and this incredible story came out.
Story of their upbringing.
Of their upbringing, which I had no idea that this had been their background. And so when I heard his story and then I interviewed Charles, I thought, we have a much bigger, multi-layered story here. And that's how this came about.
Why did not more people know about the family dynamic that you have? Was that just something that you didn't really want to share with people?
Well, you know, inter-family relationships aren't exactly something you broadcast, but my father, very dominant personality.
To put it lightly.
Yeah, everybody, you know, the interaction between us kids and he, some of the kids that played with us could see it, but it wasn't something that everybody saw.
This is a recording of your dad with your brother Charles, and Charles was 4 at the time. Let's take a listen.
This guy's name is Charles Gordon Rex Jr. Now, little boy, do you think it's going to sound good? You can't. How are you going to hear a nod? You can't nod your head. That doesn't go on the wire. You have to say yes or no. Speak up. Loud.
It's very good now.
Talk louder than that. You say yes, it's going to sound very good, sir.
Yes, it's going to sound very good, sir.
Stay here. Don't move from the mic. Learn to stop right like that and talk to me. Keep looking at me. Talk into the microphone.
Here's the thing, Christina, and I wonder how you handled this as a documentary filmmaker, because the very thing that their father was actually sort of, I don't want to use the word torture, but it was, for a small child, it's almost an abusive amount of guidance, can we say? The very thing that he was forcing his kids to do is the thing that seems to have really bonded them in the end. It's not only the disease, but the cure. So how do you, as a documentary filmmaker, get us from that point to that point?
It really was an interesting journey to do that. And for a long time, the father sort of dominated the film, and it took a long time to work it. It took several years to make this film.
Oh, to turn it around and to make it about Chris and his
brother
Charles.
Really, because he was so big. He was such a big personality, and to turn that around. And the theme, in my estimation, and we actually say this about the movie, is, are we who we are because of our past or in spite of it? And I think that's true for Christopher and for Charles. You know, the things that the father, I mean, their father did give them some things that have been meaningful as musicians, but also they had to relearn so much because they had been taught incorrectly by their father. So as a documentary filmmaker, it was really, my theory about documentary filmmaking is do no harm. You know, really look at all of these people as they really are.
As much as you can.
As much as you can. It wasn't to make their father the villain. He was a person with a lot of brokenness. But at the same time, we had to really look at the abuse that they experienced as children. So it was a real fine line. And Chris has said this before. A documentary is, it's an hour and 15 minutes yeah. of this incredible life. So we basically scratched the surface of it. But the message is, my hope is to get to people who have gifted children of all kinds, not just musical or in the arts, and really think about what that experience is like for them.
Well, this has been a topic of conversation because of all the arguments over Tiger Moms, right? And whether you, how much you should push your kids. And I wanted to play for you another clip of your dad's voice. Your brother Charles gave a performance. This is 1964. He was 14 years old, WESH-TV. And the host of the show did an interview with your father afterward about his approach to training kids. So let's take a listen.
I've been teaching them, and it's been pretty horrible to have a family like this. It's hard on all of them, but in some ways it's good because we're all chiefs. There are no braves. And when Charlie, of course, gets out, he has a dream, of course, of becoming a concert artist. Not many people realize that when you get to be a concert artist, that the people that you will associate with are also going to be as good as you are. Therefore, the praise, if you're doing this merely for praise, will fade out of the picture because you won't get what you're looking for.
There's so much to unpack there in what your dad said. And I wonder what your response is to this. He mentioned that the dream of becoming a concert artist was Charlie's. And I wonder how you feel about that. Was that your dream and Charlie's dream, or that was that his dream?
Well, that's a good observation. It was Charlie's dream to a certain extent. I was about 6 years behind on the cello. So Charlie had advanced, and he'd also been taught by a real teacher for a while. But you're right in saying that it became my father's desire for us, and he pushed us, and he tried to get Charlie on the Bernstein with the
Yeah, the Young People's Concerts.
Right, and the ironic thing about that phrase, if you're merely looking for praise, you won't get it. My father was constantly looking for
He was looking for praise for himself.
Yeah.
And that you could see that this interview, the, mm-hmm. and then the rest of it when you hear it, he's looking for someone to praise the way he's raising
you. Exactly. So when he didn't get all the adulation, he became a little bitter, but then started focusing on us.
When he didn't get the adulation for his own musical prowess, then he, it's almost like he turned that sort of bitterness and determination into the way that he raised you.
Yeah.
Does it run through your mind often how your dad approached?
All the time. I make sure I'm not yelling and screaming.
Are your kids musically gifted?
You know, we had them study the piano and violin a little bit, but I wasn't going to push it.
And they weren't
really that interested. So.
What about Charles?
Charlie has one daughter who's very gifted musically on the piano.
I've been speaking with filmmaker Christina Cassidy. Her documentary is called Concerto. It premieres Sunday evening at 5 o'clock at Seven Stages Theater in Atlanta. It's part of the Atlanta Film Festival. We also heard from Chris Rex. He is principal cellist with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and one of the subjects of the film. Chris and Christina, it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And now we'll close with a bit of a performance from Chris and Charles of the song Romance, a piece composed by their father.